It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Think twice before giving your dog a bone treat. The Food and Drug Administration recently issued a warning about bone treats that are commonly available from retailers. Though all dogs love bones, those treats could injure your pet or worse. Laura Kennedy has more on this edition of Animal House.
The FDA recently logged about 68 reports of pet illnesses related to bone treats. There's a variety of bone treats commercially available: ham bones, pork femur bones, rib bones, and more. Dogs that ingest bone treats can experience choking, gastrointestinal blockage, vomiting, cuts to the mouth, and other problems. Many pets suffer enough to warrant a vet visit. Worst case scenario? Death. Not only should you avoid commercial dog bone treats, but avoid sharing bones from the kitchen table. As much as dogs dig bones, they don't really need them. Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal says we give our pets bones because we think it connects them with their wild roots.
Take them back to their original lupine heritage when they were wolves. And we've really changed these animals around a lot, so they're not as tolerant. And so we have all sorts of stuff that's available out there with treats, much more so than with the, especially the larger producers of dog foods. But with some of these treats, there's clearly a quality control issue. Backing up even farther from this specific report, we've had recent problems with dog products from China, which took a while to figure out. There's some, it was kind of a mystery ingredient that was wreaking havoc. We've had issues with particular jerky treats having toxins with our companion animals. So it's sort of like, don't get fancy and don't humanize your dog's need for variety and appetite, because that's how we get into trouble. There's a whole slew, and if we just kind of go through them, the ones I like people to know most about, human food's always the big ones. If you absolutely have to do it, stick to super bland and super boring. You know, stay away from the sauces, stay away from the skin, stay away from bones, stay away from anything that has gristle or fat or oils on it. You know, pizza crust is okay, stay away from the pizza. Breads and just boring things. Dogs love the act of getting a treat. They're not sitting there writing up food reviews on the foods that you're offering them. So you can make their tails wag just by giving them their own kibble as a treat, honestly. This is not a timely agoraphobia for everything else that's going on in the world, but simply avoid the stuff that's not made in the States. There's been enough problems with Chinese sourced products that if there's a made in China, don't use anything that's made in China. The jerky treat bad press has me convinced to stay away from especially the avian turkeys, the chicken jerkies, turkey jerkies, but kind of just with the bad press that went down, avoid the jerkies. People love to give their dogs hard things like antlers and bones, even those boiled bones that are meatless. And those aren't probably going to cause a major problem. They can cause obstructions. One of the things that's really underappreciated is how often we see slab fractures of the big chompers in the upper dental arcades. If you look,
just chomping down on a bone,
working a bone, and they'll slab fracture the outer portion of that big tooth, and then you can see it if you lift the lip back and up on your dog. Especially cats have them too, but they're not as dramatic as in dogs. You'll see this huge tooth, we call it a carnassial tooth, and we frequently see chips off the little point, which sometimes get up into the root canal. Now we have an issue for potential for tooth root abscess down the line.
Ooh.
And that's a really unfun tooth to take out. We get paid taking those teeth out, but it's not a way we want to take your money. And then the slab fractures, which sometimes will slab off enough of the tooth that it's sitting there like this free chunk of tooth that's wobbling in and out of gum, but really still attached to the gum. We can't just pull that out. We got to knock the animal out, take that slab out, or if that slab's up into the root, which it often does, you'll be able to see a significant part of the tooth root. The tooth needs to come out because it's painful and it's uncomfortable, and that's frequently a cause of just these chewing on antlers, chewing on the really hard stuff.
Why is it these dogs are dying? Are they choking on the bones? Are they splintering these bones that they're getting in these bone treats that they can buy at any pet store?
They had a combination of blockages for sure, some of these smaller bones that can be swallowed. Dogs can... I'm laughing because I'm thinking of some of the things we've pulled out of dog stomachs that were intact. You know, a teddy bear that looked like it had been put in there.
Oh, my goodness.
A potted houseplant that sprung up like, you know, like a Jack in the Box when we opened this dog. It was a big pit bull. This plant just, like, ready to go, put it on my windowsill. The teddy bear is the same thing. He was like, ah! hi. You know, he almost, he's like looking at me, just hardly damaged dog. So they can get an enormous size down their throat. But the problem is when it has to get out of the stomach through that little pyloric valve that goes into the intestines, and the intestines, of course, their barrel's much smaller. So getting it into the stomach's the easy part. Getting it out of the stomach is where we get into a lot of problems. Our kind of personal favorites are some of these American-sourced, larger, pressed rawhides that aren't flavored. They give, they get soft, they chew. Those and the dental chew products that are out there, these big kind of wavy, leathery flaps that are infused with some dental enzyme stuff. These products do help with teeth. They don't tend to hurt the teeth. We still feel you need caution if you give them one of these big pressed rawhides, as they mow it down to a size that looks snackable, throw it away and give them another one. The dental chews are mostly meant to dissolve and be digested. I've used them for a long time with my dogs. They did sometimes get stuck like up in between their upper arcades, and that you'd have to help them get them out of there. But in terms of obstruction, one of my dogs likes to swallow them early. He gives them a little bit of an issue, but it's not going to be a foreign body issue. So those big pressed rawhides that aren't soaked in flavors. They have a little resistance, but they give when they're chewed, and they're manageable in size. And then anytime you give your dog anything new, make sure that it's at a time when they're not having GI distress, which, you know, if they're feeling good and they have a good appetite and they're not vomiting, their stools are normal, that's a time to try a new treat and see if they tolerate it. Just anytime you introduce something new to a dog's GI system, and we're talking primarily dogs, the cat treats issue out there hasn't been as dire.
Because people don't want to turn their cats into panthers. It seems like trying to give a dog a bone, you want to just sort of honor his wolf roots or something.
It's true. Cats get, they get catnip, which is by and large a completely benign, and a lot of these little packaged treats that just seem to be benign also, whereas dogs are the ones who are getting parts of animals and jerkies and knuckle bones and all these things. Always watch your dog when you offer it a new treat, because some dogs, even the really safe, benign treats, will still result in an upset tummy, and that just means don't use that one anymore.
That's Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal. Kongs are a good bone alternative. Just make sure you keep it full of peanut butter to keep your canine happy. I'm Laura Kennedy.
If you have any pet-related questions for Animal House, let us know at WGLT.org or post your questions on our Facebook page. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WGLTFM. You can also tweet a question. We're all at WGLT News. I'm at Mike McCurdy, and that's also how you can let us know what you think of what you hear on Sound Ideas here on WGLT Normal, made possible today thanks to Laura Kennedy, Charlie Schlenker, and John Norton.